This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we head back to 1938, a season when many changes were afoot in Ann Arbor, both on and off the field. On this Saturday, 78 years ago, first-year head coach Fritz Kreisler led his 4-1 Wolverines against one-time powerhouse Penn in a game played at the Big House. Michigan lured Kreisler from Princeton, where he successfully turned around the once-proud Tiger program, winning a pair of national titles. Fritz would be tasked with another fixer-upper in Ann Arbor, as previous head coach Harry Kipke had managed only 10 wins over the four-year stretch since Michigan's 1933 national championship. That stretch included four straight losses over Ohio State, where U of M was outscored, cover your ears, 114-0. Kipke was fired in 1937 for more than just those losses, as he was found guilty of conducting illegal summer practices and allowing for a scheme involving fake jobs for players where they were paid. Michigan hoped the no-nonsense and straight-laced Kreisler would put the program in its rightful place on and off the field. Fritz had some help, as Kipke certainly left some major talent behind. Making their playing debut in 1938 was a set of sophomore stars, including back Paul Cromer, future captain Forrest Evashevsky, and most notably, would-be Heisman winner Tom Harmon. In the game held 78 years ago today against Penn, Michigan took a 19-0 lead in the fourth quarter thanks to two scores by Cromer. The Wolverines survived a late Penn rally to win 19-13 and improved to 5-1 on the year. While Chrysler's start benefited from Kipke's players, he brought some of his own magic to Ann Arbor, namely the coveted winged helmet. Funny, no one at the time really seemed to care, and you are hard-pressed to even find a mention of the new headgear in the papers that season. The Wolverines finished 1938, going 6-1-1, including a season-ending 18-0 dismantling of Ohio State. Chrysler succeeded in putting Wolverine football back on track, on and off the field, and he set course for Michigan's next two national titles in the 1940s. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.